Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. On a rainy Monday, it looks like we got a little rain here at the station. I don't know about your neighborhood. We're expecting kind of a strong cell to come through in about an hour or so. So just be prepared. If you're running some errands, you might want to wait till that passes, or maybe just know that it's on its way. So good morning. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
How you doing, Malcolm?
Well, I'm a little wet. I got caught in the drizzle.
It is raining
without
right
an
here
umbrella.
Right now. Yes, sir.
Yes.
So you need the umbrellas this morning.
Yes, definitely.
One thing I will say, it is cooler, which is nice.
Yes, definitely. That is the one great thing about rainstorms in the summer. It cools off, 20 degrees or more.
Yeah, so it's definitely cooler, but you will need an umbrella today. So that's for sure. So big news on the Ballinger Publishing front.
Big news, yes.
Yes, sir. Tell us all about it.
Well, we've talked, for several weeks about the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, it was our first year, so it's not a record number of entries, but we got a huge amount of entries.
Well, explain what the contest was for.
The contest was to send in a cover-worthy photo of your pet, whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner, chosen by the editorial staff, would be the cover of the August edition of Pensacola Magazine.
Cool.
And we need a drum roll. They have come to their decision. And the magazine is actually online.
Oh, cool.
If you go to ballingerpublishing.com,
mm-hmm.
The full magazine is the digital version.
Okay.
In flipbook style is available. And the winner... And I think I'm pronouncing this correctly when I say Koah.
K-O-A-H.
Yes.
Looks like a golden retriever or a golden retriever mix.
A field retriever, I understand.
Ah, okay. Great photo. The dog is got a little life vest on a boat looking out over the water. So cool. I love it. It's a great photo. And you can see it online. If you go to BallingerPublishing.com, there's actually the digital version, and you can just go right onto it, and it'll go right to, there's a page. What page is that? I guess where the pictures are of the other
page
pictures.
12 is, okay. Well, page 12 is the page on the winner, Koah.
Uh-huh.
He has a full page article. He's now
Aww.
Famous. And apparently his name was inspired by a brand of the spear fishing gun.
Oh,
that,
interesting.
That the owner owns. It represents strength, courage, and fearlessness.
Oh, well, he's a beautiful pup. And there's some runners-up also, Roxy and Thanos, it looks like.
The great thing about Koah is he looks like he's a smart dog, an intelligent dog.
He looks
dog.
Like a movie dog. The way that he's posed on the boat looks like a movie about a dog, and then they show the picture of the dog with a big smile.
Mm.
He's very photogenic, got a great big smile. I love dogs. What can I say?
Here's a great thing. Can you tell us a little bit more about the photo you submitted?
Uh-huh.
Well, the answer was the photo was sent is a picture of Koah standing on the front of the boat with her life jacket on during a fishing trip in Pensacola Bay. So don't forget, even for the pets, life jackets.
Life jackets, for sure. And the water looks gorgeous behind. Is it a she? It's a she. I was thinking it was a he. It's a she, right?
Okay.
So she is on the boat.
And then the runner-up was Roxy,
mm-hmm.
who I think this is, it kind of reminds you of those videos where a dog or a cat is watching themselves in the mirror kind of thing.
But this time it's a statue.
It's a statue, yeah. He's probably thinking, why is that thing not moving? What's wrong with that guy?
It's the cutest picture of Roxy just staring at a statue of a big statue, the same size as Roxy is, on a stone of some kind.
Mm.
But it's funny because the dog's just like in the exact same posture and pose as the statue looking at it.
It's a Belgian Malinois. Mm-hmm. Is that how you pronounce that? Malinois?
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. I'm not sure on that one.
And then the third one was Thanos? Mm-hmm. Thanos?
Thanos, I think.
Yeah.
Greek, I do believe.
Yeah.
And that looks like a Great Dane. Is that a Great Dane?
That is a Great Dane, I think.
Beautiful.
Yes. And then subsequent pages shows all of the entries that you can see. One, two, three, three full pages of entries there from cats and dogs. And
you know, it's amazing, excuse me, looking at all these pictures, and they have it's almost just from the picture you can tell what their personalities are. Isn't that remarkable?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at them, and some of them look kind of shy. Some of them look at these big smiles on their faces. And there's some cats, too, that clearly have their own personalities.
Well, don't they say that they take on the personality of the owner? Or is it the other way around?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I would think that the dog would be a good influence on the owner.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know that cats take on the personality of the owner.
As a little bit of a cat person myself, I've got to say
don't they live in kind of their own world?
maybe they influence us to be more like them.
Are you going to start meowing soon?
And sleep half the day.
Oh, that part. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Maybe some expert can tell us the answer to that.
There you go.
But I've heard people say that they choose a dog which looks most like them somehow.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
So
there is a connection that happens, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, I've actually seen many, many dogs, and then all of a sudden I'll meet one. And it's like, okay, we're destined to be together.
Mm.
The little hearts go up into the air.
Yeah.
Like the cartoon.
There were some really creative pictures, and so if you go to page 16 in the top right hand corner,
mm-hmm.
I thought that one was personally was very creative.
That's the one, the Sydney Blue.
That's the four dogs, which I think are Golden Labs.
Oh, I see. They're on the last.
All
page,
hanging
okay.
out the back of the owner's car. It's Taylor Rue, mm-hmm. Josie Wiggles, Boone, and Kevin Otis.
I love it.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's some great photos in here. So if you get a chance today and you're at work and you're already overwhelmed because it's Monday, I won't tell your boss if you sneak over and get a Google Ballinger Publishing and go to Pensacola Magazine. If you look at these photos, I promise that 5-minute break will pick up your day because these pictures are awesome.
Well, I should inform you that all of our listeners already have Ballinger Publishing in their...
Already postmarked, already saved.
Postmarked, gotcha. Bookmarked.
Bookmarked, that's
bookmarked,
it.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
But if you're one of the very few that don't, yes.
Right. You could do that.
Yes.
No, this was a great idea. I think you should do this every year.
We are going to do it. It's such a success, we're going to do this every year.
Now, what did the winner, in addition to getting the cover, you said they also won some other things?
They got a basket full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pet stuff.
Cool.
In this case, a doggy stuff.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a bone there as a reward. Something like that.
I hope so. I hope so. Well, that's great. This is
but,
such
of course,
great
the big honor is to be featured
on the cover.
This dog will now be famous all around Pensacola.
No doubt. It was a great photo, but it also represents Pensacola so well. Because I will say, being on boats, I do see lots of dogs on boats. But I think it's great that this particular dog does, as you said, have a life jacket on.
Yes.
So that's important not to forget.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing about any of the publications, or in particular about the August issue of Pensacola Magazine, text it in at 850-437-1620, and we'll be back with Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on a Monday with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm or you want to talk about the dog issue, just send in a text.
Or a comment on the dog issue.
Yeah, 850-437-1620.
Pet issue.
Sorry. Pet issue, because
we've got cats, too. Yeah.
So
now, you mentioned earlier, or I did.
Yes, sir.
That we tend to choose pets that maybe even look like us, sort of.
Well, I've seen pictures of people that look like their pets.
So I have found the perfect pet for you.
Oh, stop it. I'm afraid. What?
Page 35.
Oh, gosh.
Chucky.
Right. That's not me.
It kind of.
No, it's not. Golly. Well, I'm gonna work on my makeup.
I mean.
I don't even know what kind of dog this is. I'll find one for you, buddy. Oh, I know which one on page 38. Whiskey.
Oh. Well, the name is appropriate anyway.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Yes, he looks a little...
Well, all kidding aside, this section that we're looking at in the magazine is awesome this month because it is dedicated to pets. There's sections on pet-friendly restaurants in Pensacola. I mean, I have to say Pensacola is definitely a pet-friendly crowd in town. And so there's all kinds of information about doggy care, places to stay, all that kind of stuff. But we're looking at a section, I guess, from about 32 called
Rescue Me.
Rescue Me.
We do this every year and always... The pets are adopted in no time.
I love
that. They all go very quickly.
So this is sponsored by?
The Pensacola Humane Society.
And you do this in partnership with them.
Which we are very close to. And we're happy to do that. We're happy that that these pets are adopted very quickly.
Well, it really is something right now because, you know, I do the Frisky Friday show, and on Fridays at 10:30, we always bring in one of our rescues, and Pensacola Humane Society has been on many times, and there's a real crisis right now. All of the rescues are overloaded with 200 and 300 animals, dogs and cats, that they're trying to find homes and fosters for right now. It just seems to be sort of a surplus of stray animals in our
community. I guess when times get a little tough, people...
They can't afford to feed them.
Can't afford to feed them.
Right, or take care of them, the vet.
Yeah.
But one of the nice things about Humane Society and a lot of the other shelters is if you do adopt, they set you up pretty well with the animals. They make sure they're spayed and neutered. They have all the shots. They have all the vaccines. And they really do a good job. And right now it's very affordable. Most of them are only about $25 to adopt a pet.
One thing worth mentioning is that to adopt a pet, you probably think about the cost of feeding the dog, but that's only really a small portion. Vets' bills, etc., can mount up very quickly. A dog or cat is just like a human. We have
issues.
that need attending, and we need medications sometimes. And so if you are looking to adopt a pet, take all that into account.
Right. It's hard, especially what happens a lot of times to it in January, at Christmas time, puppies seem like a fun gift at Christmas time. And by the end of January, people are returning the dogs or cats. And that's not a good thing because it is a commitment. And they're really cute until they start doing stuff in your living room. And you have to be trained. You have to train them and pay attention. It's really, like you said, like raising a child in a way.
Yeah. And kids can be very persuasive about pets. I remember my youngest son... just bugged me forever to get a dog.
Aww.
And finally I relented.
What did you get? Do you remember?
We got a little Shih Tzu.
Oh, cute.
The problem was he had a lot of trouble breathing because of that short snout.
Right.
And so vet's bills mounted up. But as she got a little older, she got a little testy and snapped at the neighbor's baby. And so unfortunately she had to go to that farm out there.
The Rainbow Bridge?
Yes, the Rainbow Bridge. To be happy.
Aww.
Which upset me no end. I must say, it's terrible. I became very, very attached to that little dog, and it really upset me.
If that's what happens is the kids want the dog, and then you get more attention to him than the kids are.
Exactly.
It's so true. If you've got a question for Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, you can always text it in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. Let's see. I've got one comment here. Roxy is a rescue from the Pensacola Humane Society, and her owner is Blake White. Oh, okay, it's a typo here. And her owner is Blake White, the CEO of the Humane Society. Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Very good. So, we've got so many different things in the article, and it's just lots of information there. I didn't realize there were that many pet-friendly restaurants in Pensacola. There's a lot. So it looks like there's over 20 or 30.
Yes. Yes.
Which is great.
We are a very caring city in so many ways.
You'd be surprised. And we do have two special dog beaches, dog parks out on Pensacola Beach, mm-hmm. which is great. So that, and I've taken, when I had my dog, I took him out there, and it was very funny because he had not been to the beach before. I've had his little paws in sand, and that was one trip. I had another dog. I couldn't get the dog back in the car, right? Because she was swimming in the water and diving and having a great time. But this second dog that I had, no interest. As soon as the little paws hit the sand, he looked at me like, what is this?
I mean, they really are like people. They have the same oddities and
little quirks.
Idiosyncrasies.
And, personalities.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, I was watching a fun little show this weekend, and it was showing this dog, the puppy that had been adopted. That there was a great little story. It was on ABC News, I think, about this dog that had been adopted by a family and eventually had gotten old enough that needed to be taken care of. And the family was just destitute. And so the next thing you know, they heard about this other dog by accident that looked just like the dog they had. But it was a senior dog, and they were looking for placement. And they thought, well, you know what? We'll take care of this dog for a couple years for the end of its life. They bring the dog home. They did a DNA test and found out that the dog was the father of the dog that they had had before.
Wow.
And totally by accident. Mm. Complete and total, just coincidence.
Some things aren't meant to be.
Isn't that wild? Mm. And I mean, the odds of finding a dog that was your dog's father years later, just randomly, they weren't looking for that dog. They just saw the dog and said, oh, that dog looks like ours. We'll bring him home. And turned out it was the related. Wow. I thought that was a really cool story. Mm. Really different. You never know. Dogs are special. You never know.
Dogs also get around a little.
Well, that too. Yeah. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is in the studio this morning with Ballinger Publishing, talking about the August issue of Pensacola Magazine, which has a beautiful picture of Koa on the cover. Mm-hmm. And then also, Downtown Crowd is out, yes?
Yes, there is. You may have heard. I don't know if you're a pickleball person.
I want to learn. I haven't learned how yet. I'm so intrigued by this.
I think, having read the article, and Kelly and Morgan were so enthusiastic because they went down, obviously, to the port and looked at the whole premises and the whole thing, what they're doing. And they're really sold on it. So,
everybody loves it that plays it, that I know.
So I think maybe you and I need to form a doubles team and see if we can play.
I'm in, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be so much fun.
I think it's great for exercise. You don't have to run like crazy too much, but you have to move. It's great exercise.
It seems to take the fall out of tennis. Because as you get older, you can't make those quick moves, you know, that you used to make when you were younger. But it seems to be just as much fun and challenging, but not quite as physically demanding. That's my impression. I haven't played yet. I want to start playing.
Yeah, I used to love to play tennis, but over the years, I couldn't pick up the ball coming over the net.
Yeah, I played on my tennis team in high school.
And,
Yeah, I love tennis, but then I couldn't play it after my knees went out.
I do need you on my team. But with pickleball, you have much more time to pick up the pickleball. I guess that's what you call it.
That astute pickleball explanation. Highly intelligent. But there's a whole article in the new issue of Downtown Crowd.
Yes, all about pickleball at the port.
And all of these publications you can pick up pretty much anywhere around
just
town.
Just about anywhere. No charge.
A lot of restaurants, they're
free.
Or,
of course, you can buy a subscription, very nominal amount, $14.95 a year. We'll send Pensacola Magazine in the mail to your house.
I like having the hard copy myself, so I always try to pick one up. So, and all the events, I love in Downtown Crowd, has all the August events, so you can keep up with everything.
Yes.
All right, be sure and pick up your latest issue of Pensacola Magazine. Thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you.
All right, this is Pep Talk with Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Again, you can go to ballingerpublishing.com and get the digital version and see the winners of the August Pet Contest. We'll be back with you on News Radio 92.3, informative local dependent.